This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live, where our mission is to provide you the information, education, and resources that can truly help you in caring for an elderly loved one. We provide you the facts, and only the facts, in a very educational way. There is simply no other program like this one, and that I'm very, very proud of that. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I want to thank you for joining me here today. I really appreciate it. And as always, if you have questions about Senior Care Live or how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit online. It's a great website. We get lots of nice compliments. Lots and lots of people visit the website every single month. It's at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com. And if you do visit online, be sure to click us, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and let's get connected socially. We do a lot of communications through social media. That's just the day and age and the times that we live in. So, all right. So first of all, just happy holidays to everyone. It's that time of year. Boy, I tell you what, the weather doesn't say it. My grass looks fantastic, actually. It is stunningly beautiful. I just mowed last weekend, so that was kind of weird. I mowed my lawn and put up the Christmas tree. How about that? So anyway, but happy holidays to everyone. Today we have a great program lined up for you, and I'm going to be discussing home care services and how you can use home care to help you out and care for your loved one, especially important around the holiday. The holidays, everyone is just so busy, and if you're a caregiver, I mean, look, you need a break and to get ready, and you have a lot of things to do. So I'm going to talk about that. Then in the second segment, I'm going to have a consumer alert that you don't want to miss out on. I'm pretty fired up about this one. So I will try to be nice, but anyway, just look for that. And then in the second half of the program, we're going to talk about something that's just really, really, really important. So I'll have a special guest in studio. We're going to be discussing how to deal with grief and sadness and loss around the holidays. Guess what? Not everyone is happy over the holiday season. If you've had to deal with some of these issues, this could be a very, very difficult time for you. And we're going to acknowledge that and then maybe talk about how you can kind of handle that and work with that. So very, very important information that we'll be discussing later on in the program. But first, let's make a final call regarding your Medicare coverage. Today is Saturday, December the 3rd, which means you only have four more days to make changes to your Medicare coverage. Like my mom changed her Part D, and she saved about 75% by just changing to a different plan that had some great providers out in the pharmacy world there. So December 7th, that's it. You have just a few more days to work with this. If not, if you miss the cutoff, you're going to have to wait till next year to make any changes. All right, so let's talk about home care services and what they offer and how much they charge and some of the benefits. So first of all, home care companies provide non-medical in-home assistance. Do not interchange the term home care with home health care. So home health care is Medicare covered medical based services, skilled nursing and rehab therapy services on a per visit basis paid by Medicare. This is home care services, non-medical in-home assistance. And they can help you out around the house. They can help someone with their activities of daily living. They can do some light housekeeping, do some laundry for you, make some meals and prepare food in advance. So all you have to do is just heat them up. They can run errands for you, maybe even take you to various appointments throughout the week. So many home care providers have a minimum number of hours that they'll work with you because they have to have a staff person, leave their home or leave the office, drive to your home, and then deliver the assistance and then drive to their next stop or drive back home or drive to the office. So a lot of times you're going to see a 2 to 4 hour minimum. Okay. And that's fair. Now, some of them will come out and help you out for 45 minutes or an hour. All right, but most of them have a little bit of a higher minimum engagement there. So around the holidays, you may need a break so that you can prepare for your family gatherings, do some shopping, take care of yourself. Right, go to the beauty shop, see your dentist, your doctor's office visits, those sort of things. So I would suggest contacting a reputable and experienced home care provider, even if it's just for the season. And I would call that for respite services. So respite means a short-term engagement, right? Providing the full-time caregiver a much, much needed break. Okay, so maybe you have home care come in for, I'm just making this up, just an idea, 4 hours a day for 3 days a week so that you can get your, get your stuff done, give yourself a break and have someone new, that can help care for your loved one in your home and maybe give them a break too, right? Just kind of change up the routine a little bit. Maybe you need a break over the weekend. Maybe that would work out a lot better for you. So maybe you have someone over the weekend to provide weekend relief so that you can take care of all of your personal matters and personal business. So there are lots of ways to have home care companies help you out. It's just a fantastic service in the right situation. So as far as the costs, most home care providers in our area, they're in the neighborhood of about $20 to $22 per hour. Now, it could go up maybe a plus or minus just a little bit from that. But $20 to $22 bucks per hour, that's a pretty solid number for here in our area. So it's a very affordable way to get the help that you need, especially during the holiday season. So most... So first of all, let me back up. I said, so you want to work with a reputable, experienced home care company. Well, so how do you know which one to work with? Depending on who you talk to, there are somewhere between 200 and 300 of these services just here in our area. I mean, it's just staggering. Right. So you're going to want to screen your home care providers. And I want to invite you to feel free to use our home care provider screening tool that you can download online right here at seniorcareconsulting.com. So just go to Senior Care Consulting. And then here's the path. You click on resources. And then you click on home alternatives. So seniorcareconsulting.com, resources, home alternatives. And then you'll see home care questionnaire. And it'll tell you what it is, and it's a PDF. You just click on it; it'll download straight to your computer or your tablet, your phone, etc. And here you'll discover 33. Now it used to be 31. I added a couple, right? So 33 questions to ask each of your top home care providers. I would suggest identifying 3 home care providers, and then just ask them each the same question. Right. This way you can objectively compare your top choices and then choose the right one, the best fit for you and your family and your needs. So, again, the home care provider screening tool is totally free of charge. So help yourself. And if you do use that, you know, let us know how that went for you and just give us some feedback on the tool. If there's anything we should add or change, always, I'm always interested in improving and listening to your feedback. So I do have a copy of the home care provider screening tool right here in my hands. And so I'll just give you kind of a flavor for that. So how long have you been in business? Are you privately owned, a national company, or a franchise? How many offices do you own and operate, and where are they located? What services do you offer? Because there is some variance out there. Are you licensed to do business in the state of Kansas or Missouri or both? Now, you might be shocked. I'm a minimalist when it comes to government regulation. I think less is better. However, right now, anyone can say, hey, I'm going to get in the home care business. Hang up a sign in your window, call a couple of your buddies, and boom, you are in business. I mean, to me, that's scary. All right. I think there should be some standards and some regulation in this area since there are so many providers out there. So just be careful who you're working with. Okay. Are you clinically licensed in the state of Kansas or Missouri? You can be licensed by the states of Kansas or Missouri, but it's optional. It's not mandatory, right? Are your services covered through my long-term care insurance coverage? Do you have a geriatric care manager? Do you have a registered nurse on staff? If so, what are their roles? What are the qualifications of your geriatric care manager? Are your caregivers bonded and insured? Are your caregivers W-2 employees of the company, or are they 1099 independent contractors? That's a really big one. Are your caregivers dementia trained? What kind of training do you offer them? Right? Are you getting the feel for this? You know, how many patients are you currently serving? Okay, and then what is your billing cycle? How much notice do you need to set up services? How much notice do you need to discontinue services? If someone can't come, will you send a backup or a replacement care provider? Okay, so, can you provide references? So all of these things are available at seniorcareconsulting.com. You go to resources. You go to home alternatives, and then you'll see it right there, the home care provider screening tool. Feel free and help yourself. All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. This is a statement, actually. The only time I can change my Medicare coverage is during open enrollment. Is this statement true or false? Hang on, the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number, and you can call this anytime, 24 hours a day if you'd like, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by, so call anytime, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss... If you're missing your radio, you're away from you know, your car, you have an internet connection, no worries at all. This program streams live to any electronic device. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, and it'll stream straight to your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever you have. It is really that simple. All right, now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. It's really a statement with a true-false. So you got a 50-50 shot on this one. All right. The only time I can change my Medicare coverage is during open enrollment, which, by the way, ends on December the 7th. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Now, it's a little tricky, though. The statement is mostly true. But if it's not 100% true, then you have to say it's false. So, look, there are some circumstances where you can make a change outside of that open enrollment period, right? So here's an example. I've had several clients, and they moved their loved one from home to a nursing home to receive 24-hour medical-based care, and they have been able to change their coverage back to traditional Medicare coverage. And the main reason, because that nursing home did not accept their Medicare Advantage plan. Right. So, and there, now I'm not saying all plans can do this, but the ones that I've seen, and there are some of the big major ones, they do work like that. And there's an out. It's an exception where you're changing your address from your residential address to an institutional address. And with a letter on letterhead saying, yeah, this person has moved in as of such and such a date, most of these plans that I'm aware of will let you break. And so hopefully that'll help you out. Don't forget, Medicare open enrollment ends on December 7th.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so I'm going to try not to be too surly on this one, but look, when I start hearing information out into the marketplace that is pure false, and that information is about my company's services, that strikes a nerve with me. So I'm going to set the record straight. I suspect I'm hearing some of this misinformation because I've recently exposed the business model for all of these free referral services. And I'll talk a whole lot more about that on an upcoming program. But all right, so here's the first one. There's this rumor, something going around in the community that the services of Senior Care Consulting will cost you several thousand dollars. Huge, huge money. Right, which is just amazing because that is not true. That's not true at all. Right, so let me just set the record straight. And I've said this before, and I'm just going to say it again. Right, the average nursing home, an average assisted living facility in our area, it's about $6,000. Now, you could go a little plus, a little minus from that, but kind of a round number of $6,000. The placement services offered by Senior Care Consulting are offered in three different levels of engagement, from minimally involved to over the top, fully involved, and then somewhere in the middle. Okay, so our highest level of engagement, which is the most time and the most information and the highest cost, okay, is far less than a one-month stay in an assisted living facility or a nursing home. Far less, way less. And that's the high end, and it goes down from there. So if you hear out there, all the services of Senior Care Consulting, cost, $7,000, it is not true, okay? It's literally not true, okay? And then the other one, which was interesting, I'll tell you what, I heard this a few days ago. I literally laughed out loud. So, and this came from one of my clients. And she said, look, I was told by the hospital social worker that Senior Care Consulting does offer a free consultation, but that consultation only lasts for 10 minutes. And I literally laughed out loud. I'm like, what? No, we schedule at least an hour for your free consultation. And it's no obligation. With a recent client, I was with her for 2.5 hours, taking care of everything for her. All right. So, and the amazing thing is, a social worker, I mean, I don't even know her. She doesn't know me, but yet she's telling people about my services. Again, something that she literally knows nothing about. So when here's the irony. The free referral services, do you know what they charge? They charge their partner facilities. They get paid kickbacks, right, to recommend a place and to try to convince you to choose that place, right? Typically, it's, yeah, if I get these people into your place, we will charge the first month's rent as our commission, right? Around $6,000. That's interesting. When you call, and I was just told by a client, again, when she called one of these places, and they spent about 5, 6, 7 minutes with her. It was under 10 minutes. That's interesting. So the things that are being said about senior care consulting are actually being done by the free referral services. That's incredible, right? So I call this kind of stuff just misinformation, just shenanigans in the marketplace. However, my attorneys refer to this as defamation and slander. Right. Just very, very interesting. So look, here's the bottom line. Be extremely careful where you get your information. And just like they say about everything on the internet, not everything you hear is true. And look, if you have a question, I thanked the lady for telling me that because she called me and she said, oh, I didn't think that sounded right. We met. And she signed on for full engagement with Senior Care Consulting. So if you have a question, just call me. Here's the number, 913-945-2800. Just give me a call, and I'll let you know everything. But I will set the record straight, and then you will know exactly the truth and the facts.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, so don't forget the peak demand for all senior care communities. It's coming right up. It begins in January. I can just about set my clock to it about the 7th through the 10th or maybe the 12th of January. Everyone kind of puts these things off over the holidays, and then they'll go out. Everyone at the same time is looking for a placement. So be sure to get in under the wire. Senior Care Consulting, we're working with lots and lots and lots of families, and we're doing our homework right now. We're being proactive so that they can put a deposit down, hold a room or hold a bed, and then move comfortably right after the first. If you're interested in a free consultation from Senior Care Consulting that lasts way more than 10 minutes, right? 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. We're going to have some excellent information right after the break, so stay tuned. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, it's 1-800-331-6445. Operators are always standing by. And also, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, or if you're listening saying, oh, gosh, I wish so-and-so would have heard that, no worries at all. After the fact, give us until, you know, a couple of days into the week, after the weekend, and we'll have it posted. You can listen to a podcast after the fact. You can share it with friends. You can download it. You can just stream it, listen to it. So go to SeniorCareLive.com, click on the podcast tab, and then you'll see all the podcasts of the previously aired episodes. You click it, boom, you're in, and it's really that easy. So feel free to help yourself on that. All right, now to my special guest, Vicki Mears with Crossroads Hospice. And we're going to be talking about a really important subject matter. So getting through the holiday season when you don't feel like celebrating. So Vicki, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. All right. Thanks. It's great to have you here. So this is huge. This is everyone can relate to this, whether you've had a loss or you've had there are all sorts of issues that can bring you down. And not everyone is full of holiday cheer. It could be a very difficult season for a lot of people.
That's so true. For most, the holidays do hold fun and excitement. For some, it's a dreaded season for sure. So many are sad. They just want to fast forward to February. And I hear that frequently. I just want to get through this.
Into February. So January, you kind of have that holiday hangover where it's all right, this is a natural letdown. You're like, ah, you know, you're starting the new year and you kind of have to pick yourself up. Maybe you've had some time off and it's cold and usually crummy outside, mm-hmm. although we've had some pretty nice winters lately, but it's tough to pick yourself up and move on. So I think it's interesting you said fast forward to February.
Yes, that's right. Anything that has a holiday in it is a time that causes us to think, well, who's missing? What's different? Who should be here now that is not? And so many people are feeling sad, they're feeling irritable and depressed, they're overwhelmed, they're feeling very anxious. And usually it's because of a loss and grief that's associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Many times people think of loss and grief as related to death. And certainly that is true. But there are so many kinds of loss. And loss, the definition of loss is, I once had something which I no longer have.
Mm.
Well, that's a huge category.
That's wide open.
Wide open.
Yeah.
So it could mean a loss of financial or emotional security. Could mean loss of a marriage, a job, our health. It could mean loss of time because now I'm a caregiver.
Yeah.
And it can mean many other things. The list just goes on and on. Our biggest loss, though, is hope. So when we lose our hope, that's a time we really need someone to come alongside us.
Oh, boy. That's devastating.
Yes. And sometimes what we don't realize, especially in our society, we're not that good at talking about these subjects. We like to avoid them. But when we have a loss, it's normal and natural to have a reaction. You know, if we go to the doctor and he hits our knee with a little rubber hammer and nothing happens, that's a sign that something is off. When we have a loss, it's natural to have a reaction to that loss. And the reactions can come in many forms. So usually if someone says, oh, you've had a loss, or if someone says, I'm grieving, then people typically think of emotional things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're sad. But it's so much more broad than that. It's emotional. It's physical. It's in our ability to think, focus, make decisions. Sometimes it's our behavior. Sure, there might be tears, sadness, but isolating is a very common experience as well. And then there's a spiritual reaction. For people who practice spirituality,
mm-hmm.
and a loss comes along, then they're wondering, hey, what? I didn't expect this. What happened?
And you might question your beliefs.
Might question your beliefs. It's very common to mm-hmm. do that. And then you're wondering, okay, well, if I had this wrong, what else do I have wrong?
You don't want to open that can of worms there.
It's big. And that's why having support can be so valuable in loss and grief experiences.
You know, it's interesting that you say loss does not have to be a death. And if you think about, I mean, that's the first thing you think of.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, what if you just went through a divorce and it's mm-hmm. just devastating and it was not mm-hmm. a nice divorce? I know lots of people who have gone through that. It's very dark days for them because it's not what they wanted. And it's a loss of what they've had in the past, or the security, you know, the loss of a job. You know, I lost my job as a vice president of, you know, blah, 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 right after 9/11 on our wedding anniversary on a Friday. 3 days later, my wife calls me from the hospital saying we're expecting triplets.
Oh, my.
We're coming into the holidays. No one's hiring. And, oh, by the way, 9/11 just happened,
yes.
Right? So I was not a happy camper that holiday season.
Yes. So we had a national loss, a loss of security as a nation itself, and then look at all those categories of loss you experienced.
And plus the giant surprise of we're not expecting one baby. We've got three of those little rascals in there.
So, yes, yes.
Know? So you talk about someone who is completely freaked out on that holiday season. That was me.
Absolutely. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, and it affects the way we think and feel and react to life many times. So when you are around someone who's experienced a loss, or it is you yourself, we're not our old selves. And many times people around us are wanting to see that prior person, the old normal, but we're looking for a new normal in this journey. And so we have to be patient with ourselves and with other people.
Absolutely.
So another thing about grief, it's experienced as stress. And we talked about how it's experienced in all components of ourselves. But the other thing to keep in mind is how we react so differently to loss. So we know we've been dealing with left brain, right brain things for centuries, really.
Yeah.
You know, men are from Mars, women from Venus, that type of thing.
Yep.
And so it makes sense that we react differently. We each have a different thumbprint. We're so unique, and it goes to reason that we have a different heart print as well. So when we look at styles of grieving, we think about a person's personality. We think about, are they optimistic or pessimistic? We think about what other losses in their history have they experienced. So all these things come into play, and sometimes even within families, we'll see different reactions. So in my family, I have two siblings, and our father was killed. And so we all reacted differently. The oldest, my brother, being firstborn male, et cetera, you know, and he was telling my sister, if you're going to cry at the funeral, don't sit by me.
Oh, boy.
Well, it sounds cold-blooded, except that he was hanging on by a thread.
Yeah.
So just being tender to the other person's experience, perspective, personality, showing up and being a great listener. That's the number one thing. Just listening, not giving a lot of advice, not judging it, and just walking patiently through the journey.
I've had some times of deep grief in my life, and some of my best friends, that's what they did. They just listened.
That's right.
Now, men, we are notorious for giving advice, even if it's not solicited, right? Well, here, we're trying to fix it all the time. They were excellent listeners, and it really helped me tremendously.
Yes, that's the main way to go. Sometimes we don't show up because we're afraid we won't have the perfect thing to say. You don't need something perfect to say. Just be there.
Just be there.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So if this is ringing true for you, and you'd like some information, if you're about how to deal with grief and loss at the holidays, I know that Crossroads Hospice has a tremendous amount of resources. You can reach out to Crossroads at 816-333-9200. 816-333-9200. And we've spoken several times about hospice services. And if you have a loved one and they meet the criteria, why not reach out to Crossroads Hospice for that additional layer and level of assistance to help you out as the caregiver? They do a tremendous job. It's Crossroads Hospice at 816-333-9200. So, Vicki, we just have about a half a minute left in this segment. I can't believe how fast it goes. I really want to thank you for talking about this subject, and it's sometimes it's a little bit uncomfortable, right? But I think it's really, really helpful to talk about it. And then maybe in the next segment, we can talk about, you know, what can you do if you're the person? How can you deal with your grief? I know I would deal with it completely differently than my wife.
Right. Yes, it's good to have a plan.
And then maybe, you know, how to identify it? Because some people, especially men, we just withdraw. We just hold up. We just don't even talk about it.
Right.
And so what do you do with that? First of all, how do you know what they're, I mean, do you know if they're doing that or not? So right after the break, for our listeners, stay tuned. And we're going to continue this important conversation with Vicki Mears of Crossroads Hospice. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number anytime, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guest in studio today, Vicki Mears with Crossroads Hospice. And if you want to reach out to our friends at Crossroads Hospice, they do a fantastic job. They are a phenomenal company. They have phenomenal people working there. Reach out to Crossroads Hospice at 816-333-9200. They cover the entire metro area and then a lot more than that, okay? But that number will take care of the entire Kansas City metro area and the extended area, 816-333-9200. And Vicki, when we were talking offline here, it's possible, and it's very strange, very frustrating. You can suffer, or you can feel like you're grieving a loss with your parents still alive with Alzheimer's or dementia, and they don't have any idea who you are. I'm thinking of my wife's best friend. Her mother had early onset Alzheimer's, and she's been gone for a long time, but she's still fully living. So that's a tough one to deal with, too. But if I guarantee there are probably a few thousand people listening to this program right now who are struggling with some level of grieving from one of these various areas. So what can you do about it?
First, even though it sounds simplistic, we need to recognize that we're experiencing a loss. So sometimes we just throw our emotion into a bucket of, well, I'm just being too irritable, or maybe our partner says that to us, or a family member. And so first thinking about, why am I having these feelings? Now, maybe it's feeling emotional, maybe I'm tearful, maybe I'm irritable. For men, irritability, anger are more common emotions.
Oh, that would be me.
Okay. Well, you're fitting in then.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so for men, it's a little more difficult because your range of emotions will be more limited. And
we're simple creatures.
Part of socialization. Yes, yes. So first, recognizing the loss,
yeah.
Naming it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sad because of, I'm angry because of, and then getting information on the topic. You know, we can Google just about anything.
Yeah.
So Google it, get a little information, and then identify your support system. It doesn't mean you'll use it, but who can you call at 6 a.m? Whose house can you go to? I know when my dad died, one thing that I experienced was sort of that loss of the Motel 6. We leave the light on.
Yeah.
You know that you can show up anytime when it's your parents.
Yeah.
So identifying who can I call in the middle of the night? Who can I call if I need a ride? Who can I find that's a good listener in my support system? Think about a grief group.
You know, and that's interesting. My dad passed away in 97. He was way too young, died of cancer. I had a short list of people that I could call. I could knock on their door in the middle of the night and it would be perfectly fine. My mom just kind of withdrew, and I don't think she's ever actually really dealt with it, frankly. I begged her to go to a support group through the hospice service that we had in Lawrence, and she didn't want to do it for some reason. So that was a tough one.
Yes, it's very tough. And it's hard to see your family members suffer.
Yeah. Yeah. I begged her to go because I knew it would do her a wealth of good. I was dealing with it in my own way. She just never really dealt with that.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, she hasn't dealt with it.
Right. Well, there's kind of quote unquote normal grief. And then there's what we call complicated grief. That means that it's deeper, lasts longer, and there's more disruption to our daily functioning.
Yeah.
So sometimes for people, it feels too scary to lean into those painful thoughts, emotions, and the missing of that person. Sometimes people feel like if I move on, if I heal, I'm being disloyal.
Mm-hmm.
But the opposite is actually true, because we have loved and lived with that person, and they truly do have a legacy within us that is getting expressed outwardly.
Absolutely. And my mom and dad, they were high school sweethearts.
Yes.
Got married at 18 and 19 years old. He's just the kids. Mm-hmm. But that's what you did back then.
That's right. And right. It's exciting when you're that young, finding new identity and planning a life. And when life comes along and a loss occurs, a death, a divorce, and now you're older in life and you're forced to say, who am I now?
Yeah.
Finding new identity.
Yep. Because so often your identity is defined as your partnership or, mm-hmm. or your marriage or your business or your yes. job or your whatever it is.
Yes.
So you get those disrupted and that'll throw you in a heck of a tailspin there. And then the other thing that we had talked about a little bit, you have some great ideas for remembrances. So, just kind of memorialize someone or kind of remember them in some mm-hmm. just really simple ways, but I think it's really powerful.
Yes, very simple ways. You know, rituals can be extremely important. Funeral is a ritual, but there are other simple rituals. And it might be during the holidays that your family members, some of them don't want to talk about the death of a loved one.
Yeah.
So you create a memory table. I love this one because anyone, any age can use this. A table, maybe there's a photo, maybe there's memorabilia, there's a hobby. Items, a golf ball,
yep.
this or that, on that table.
Fishing lures. Right? Baseball,
yes.
an emit or something.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
It's great. All those things are great. And the children can participate.
Yep.
They can write a poem. They can draw a picture. It doesn't have to be this anything that's complicated, just something to share around. And it might be as simple as lighting a candle and having that lit through the holidays.
And we did that at our wedding. My wife and I, we lit a memory candle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there with us. I know he was. And then this Christmas, in it's not a loss of a person. It was a loss of a pet, but you know, mm-hmm. in my house, the pets are our family too.
Yes.
And so I hung her stocking up on the mantle because she's still a part of us. And that's kind of a remembrance, kind of an activity that we did. My wife saw it and cried,
yes.
but it's tough, but I think it's important to do those things.
Yes. It's important to, you know, experience grief and that feels like stress on the body. We know what to do with stress. We need to get it out in
yeah.
some form, walk it out, cry it out, talk it out, write it out, journaling. All simple, free, and very, very beneficial.
I like you were talking about write a letter. Write in a journal and just maybe get some things off your chest.
Yes.
And talk to them.
Yes, just saying what I miss most about you and our relationship or what I'd like to ask you right now if I could.
Yeah.
And usually, honestly, we know the answer to those questions because we knew that person so well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this has been just amazing information. I think it's been very therapeutic, very helpful. Vicki Mears with Crossroads Hospice. Vicki, thanks for being here today. We could have talked about this for a few hours, I know,
yes.
but really appreciate all your help and your information on this.
Thank you, Steve.
Important subject matter. So, you know, around the holidays, not everyone is going to be happy and cheerful and all of that kind of stuff. So it's important to recognize that and be respectful and just be there for them. You could reach out at Crossroads Hospice. Reach out at 816-333-9200. Crossroads Hospice at 816-333-9200. All right. And to everyone listening, I am so honored that you spent part of your day tuning in to this program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.